So to begin the third quarter, Scott City trailing 14-6. They would get the football to begin the third quarter, and their opening drive would be one that looked pretty promising. They would go about nine plays. They would get all the way to the Bloyd 37-yard line before they'd have to punt on fourth down, and took nearly 3 minutes of the second half clock off. Bloyd would take over at their own 20 after the touchback, and they would have a nice drive. They'd get one first down there. But on the fourth down and inches from just inside their own 40-yard line, here's how Scott City's defense rose to the occasion in the third quarter. On fourth and a half a yard from just inside the 40, handoff right side, it's fumbled, and it's going to be stopped short of the first down.
He didn't get it.
He is stuffed short of the first down in the 40-yard line. Good defensive stand by the Beavers. The wedge play did not work. They did not gain an inch. They lost maybe 2 inches. Scott City defense provided a great stop there on fourth down and a half a yard and inside the Beloit 40-yard line at the 39 officially. So Scott City would take over there with 6:57 to go third quarter, down 14-6 to Beloit. The Beavers would have a fourth down. And then on fourth down, Hunter Yeager appeared to be stopped short, but the officials had an inadvertent whistle. They talked it over a long time. Scott City was probably stopped about a half a yard short of the first down. They replayed it, and Scott City would take advantage of the inadvertent whistle and the replay. Harrison King will take the snap. Cale Goodman carry first down as he lowers his shoulder to the 26-yard line. A gain of 5 on fourth down, and Scott City takes advantage of the replay of the fourth down and a first down. The Beavers would get another first down, and they would take it inside the 15 of Beloit's. But on fourth down, Scott City needed another first down here to keep this drive alive and perhaps a touchdown to get an opportunity to tie the game. But the Beloit defense stood up yet once again in their own territory. This will be Scott City's 11th play of the drive here with 2:17 to go third quarter and a fourth and 7 from the 12.
Well, let's see what Gentry's got up his sleeve.
10 to snap it here. Wing to left, two receivers left here, and now empty backfield. Rolling to his left is King on fourth down. Fires it left side, too high for intended receiver Cale Goodman, who had a little wheel route. And it's going to be a turnover on downs, and the Beloit defense stands up solid for a second straight series this half. So Beloit took over at their own 12. Scott said would drop Beloit for a 5-yard loss late in the third quarter. And then on third down, this is probably where the game changed here, and it definitely flipped the field position in a big way there. Scott City had a great play set up there on defense, but Beloit found a hole and found a big, big play. Beloit 1 of 7 on third downs, a 3rd and 6 here in the final minute of this third quarter. They have 15 to snap it, leading Scott City 14-6 here on homecoming. Cold night here, 40 degrees about right now, dead or calm wind. Handoff right side to Cox. Scott City had it strung up, but here's Cox. 30, 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, and he's brought down inside the 25. Touchdown saving tackle by Kevin Serrano all the way to the 22-yard line. Cox has been a patient back all night, and that is a huge gain, 33, 61 yards. On the next play, Carson Cox would get it down to the Scott City 10-yard line, and that's where the Trojans had it first and goal at the 10-yard line, leading Scott City 14-6 heading into the fourth quarter. That was a big momentum shift, that 61-yard run. That was the longest play given up by Scott City so far through six games. Fourth quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.